Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So should Michael Lowry and his fellow pro-government independents be entitled to Dáil speaking time to hold the government to account? Well, we know that that's the question that caused absolute chaos in the Dáil, delayed the nomination of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach, and then was kicked to a committee for resolution. But no compromise has been agreed. And today, the government is expected to vote through their preferred speaking time arrangements without debate. And the opposition has branded it dangerous, utterly farcical and disgraceful. Well, joining me now is Fianna Fáil TD for Meath East and Minister of State for European Affairs Thomas Byrne and Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan and spokesperson on Foreign Affairs and Defence Matt Carthy. So, Thomas Byrne, to come to you first, we know that Ceann Comhairle made the ruling that these pro-government independents shouldn't get opposition time. You accepted that ruling, but now you're giving Michael Lowry and the others all the time he wanted with a different label. I mean, did you think that people wouldn't notice?
Well, there's just two inaccuracies there, Claire. First of all, it's not Michael Lowry. It's about 60 TDs who are affected by this, and it's not all the time that they want. It's about 8 minutes extra in the day. There's no time whatsoever been cut from the opposition. They have their rights, but so do those 60 other TDs who are on the government side to ask questions, to take part in debate.
Yeah, you're all saying this, that the opposition are not having their time cut, but that's not the point. This is about allowing people who are pro-government TDs, who are supporting the government, being used as opposition or as government TDs as you and they see fit. That's the nub of it.
It's not as I see fit, it's how they see fit to represent their constituents. And you'll see, many people will watch Prime Minister's questions in London, and there were backbenchers asked questions there as well, and of course the leaders asked their questions at the prime spot of it, and that's not going to change. And this is about very little change. For example, this week another change. There's a private members debate on the triple lock that the Soc Dems are bringing forward. Up to now, it's only really the government ministers speak on behalf of the government. Their backbenchers generally haven't been able to take part in those debates, so that's going to change as well. And this is about making sure that everybody's representing the Dáil while taking absolutely nothing away from the opposition in any way to hold the government to account. So, and I guarantee you will see that once this is brought in, if the Dáil supports it.
Matt Carthy, what's the problem? You're losing nothing.
So this is all about Michael Lowry and his group, make no mistake about it. This is about a demand that Michael Lowry made to be part of government, to support government in good days and bad days, but also to have the opportunities of being an opposition spokesperson and putting questions to the Taoiseach in leaders' questions. This is not an acceptable situation. The issue was resolved in part because the Ceann Comhairle made a decision on February the 4th that set out what was blatantly obvious to anybody that was looking at this, that the Lowry-led technical group couldn't be members of opposition. Government could have just accepted that ruling and the issue would be resolved. Instead, government came to the Dáil and made a commitment by Hildegard Nocton in her role as then Chief Whip that government accepted the delineation between government and opposition TDs and would come up with a proposal for a change in standing orders that would be accepted to both government and opposition. Now, your listeners will be used to governing parties reneging on commitments. We know about the 40,000 houses that were supposed to be built last year. We know about children waiting for scoliosis treatment, disability services. But I have to say, rarely has there been such a flagrant breach of a commitment that was made, if you remember, on live television at a time when lots of people were watching, where a government made an absolute commitment and they have now today planning to throw that in the dustbin, all, as I say, at the behest of trying to facilitate Michael Lowry and his group of independents.
So Thomas Byrne, why do that? Why renege on that commitment?
Well, look, first of all, this is a Sinn Féin sulk, effectively. I mean, this is very little to do with Michael Lowry. He is part of that group, the 60 TDs. It's mostly Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael backbenchers. And that's the reality. Look, Sinn Féin assumed they were going to be in government for the last 5 years. I mean, Matt was practically measuring up the curtains for Ivy House. They've lost the election. There's a sulk going on. The Ceann Comhairle makes a ruling which is interpreting the standing orders as they are there.
But you accepted the ruling that she made, and now you're saying you don't.
It's not that we don't accept it, but the Dáil makes its own rules and the Ceann Comhairle interprets those rules. And after every election, and particularly after 2016, the Dáil itself decided to make reforms. And the Dáil will vote on this today. to make sure that everybody has a chance to speak, and in no way diminishing the opposition's rights to speak. But my colleagues on the Fianna Fáil backbenches, the Fine Gael backbenches, and indeed the independents who are supporting the government, they are entitled to take part in Dáil debates.
Yeah, but that logic is so strange. You know, you say that on one day these independents can act as pro-government TDs, on another they can act as opposition. So can Matt Carthy tomorrow be Minister of State for the day if he so decides that that's the best way to represent his constituents?
Well, Matt Carthy didn't get enough votes in his party to be in government, and that's the reality. And the Dáil will decide by vote today as to whether to bring in these particular changes. And this isn't about, as the opposition has suggested, about opposition TDs being part of government or government TDs being part of opposition. This is about priority questions, which means that backbenchers and independents can ask questions of government ministers in the Dáil without taking any right away from Matt to ask his questions. It means they can take part in what's called private members' debates, which the opposition bring forward. They haven't been able to take part in those up to now. In relation to asking questions, in terms of leaders' questions, where this debate started originally, what's going to happen on a Wednesday and Thursday is there's going to be 8 minutes extra, and that's going to be divided between independent TDs, Fianna Fáil TDs and Fine Gael TDs.
It's just,
I
mean, you get, Thomas, why people have so many questions about this, because this has never been put on the table. Nobody has ever been offered this opportunity before to be on both sides here, to be on the government side and the opposition side. And everyone's going, why are they doing this for these independents? Nobody gets it.
Well, the independents are part of it, but it includes Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs, and there's about 60 TDs. Who will be able to take part in debates who otherwise
no one ever did it for you when you were on the back benches.
Well, when I was on the back benches, you weren't even supposed to ask a question of the government. That has changed, and all TDs who are elected by their constituents are entitled to ask questions in the Dáil, and sometimes you'll find they're challenging. Imagine if John McGuinness was in the back benches of Fianna Fáil, which he is still now, actually, even as Askin Cola. He may be entitled to ask questions. You're going to get really good questions from TDs. Asking the government questions. And that is standard practice in other parliaments. It hasn't really been the full practice in our parliament. And the extra time that's been given is so small that in no way takes away from the rights of the opposition. But it is about making sure that every single TD in that Dáil has a right to speak on behalf of the voters that elected them. And I think that it is, while we hear a lot of spin from the opposition about we're looking after the Lowry group, I think it's incumbent on our media to explain exactly what's been put forward today, which is a lot more complex and a lot more detailed and affects a lot more TDs than Sinn Féin and their friends in the opposition have been mm-hmm. putting forward.
But if you wanted extra time, like if that was the key issue here, you could make time. Like you could sit for an extra day or an extra week.
But that's what's happening. There's extra minutes in the day to allow these questions to take place. So, for example, on what would be, in addition to leaders' questions, it's called other members' questions. It's an extra 8 minutes. And that's shared, as I said, that's on Wednesdays and Thursdays only. And that's shared between independents, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs.
Right.
So week one, it's independents, Fianna Fáil get the opportunity. Week two, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael get the opportunity. The independents don't get an opportunity that week.
So I think, Matt, can I come back to you? This is an awful row over 8 minutes twice a week.
No, and I think, first of all, Thomas should stop treating people like fools. Under the government's proposal, the Taoiseach will actually be accountable for less questions, including from backbench government TDs, because one of the slots for what's called Taoiseach's questions, which is open for everybody, government and opposition, is actually being cut in half. But don't make no mistake about it, don't pretend that this is about Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael or government backbenchers, because why then would this idea have come into their heads for the first time in a century? This was never an issue when the Green Party were a minority party in government, or when the PDs, or when the Independent Alliance, go back to Clann na Poblachta. This has never been raised in all of that time where government support and TDs would require a slot at what is leaders' questions. The difference this time, and maybe very clear about the difference, is that Michael Lowry has made this demand, and government have gone to such lengths to facilitate this that they forgot every other piece of work. The only piece of legislation that the Dáil has dealt with since the election almost 3 months ago is a motion again to facilitate the Lowry independence, increasing the number of super junior ministers, increasing the pay that they receive and everything else. All the major issues that are facing workers, families, communities, cost of living, a housing crisis that's very clearly getting worse, the deficiencies within our health and disability services have all been put to the back burner simply to facilitate this grubby deal. It is a stroke, and make no mistake about it, Thomas can defend that stroke, but he can't mislead what this is about, because it's very clear this is simply about facilitating Michael Lowry. And I think it is very disingenuous, because Thomas says this is about the Dáil agreeing standing orders. There is a long-standing convention that the standing orders, how the Dáil operates, is done as a consensus between government and opposition, because that's the only way you can have a functioning parliament where government can be held to account. That's what the Dáil's job is constitutionally. Government are trying to put that and throw that in the bin today. I think it is a very disappointing and reckless move on the part of government, and I hope that in the couple of hours that we have between now and when this Dáil is this vote is scheduled, that the government leaders will have the cop on to sit down with the leaders of all the opposition parties and actually do what government previously committed to do, and that is come up with a solution that is agreeable to both them and to opposition.
So Thomas Byrne, what is going to happen today?
Well, I imagine the proposal will be put forward by the Chief Whip, and there will be a democratic vote in the Dáil as to allow this to go ahead. And I utterly reject the notion that there's some kind of precedent that standing orders are done by consensus. I mean, you know, it's not that long ago that committee chairs were simply handed out to government TDs with little or nothing for the opposition, maybe except the PAC and one or two others. Micheál Martin was the person actually in opposition who managed to change that in 2016, where committee chairs are done through the de Hondt system, reflective of what various parties have achieved in the election.
So by consensus between government and opposition, well, you're saying, Thomas?
That was certainly done by consensus by Micheál Martin at that time. But I can tell you, there is no rule that says that the opposition have a veto on standing orders. We've got to make sure that everybody
practice,
can
Thomas.
Speak.
Everybody will accept.
Everybody can speak in the Dáil.
You're and reducing the amount of time that the Taoiseach is actually going to be held accountable in the Dáil. That is what one of the outworkings of this grubby deal will be.
Leaders' questions is not being reduced. The Taoiseach,
do you accept that Taoiseach's questions have
Well, Taoiseach's
been
questions
cut in half.
Are mainly about... Well, first of all, Taoiseach's questions, for example, are very important. They relate to the Taoiseach's work
cut them in
the
half.
Taoiseach's department. But what you see on TV is not Taoiseach's questions, it's leaders' questions.
Exactly.
And,
what you want is Michael Lowry to be able to be on television so that he can pretend he's a member of opposition as well as being a key component of this government that was cobbled together through a grubby, stroke-style political deal.
You see, Thomas, we're facing a trade war. We have a real war, you know, in Europe as well. You know, we know what's coming down the tracks. We know what the central bank has said. We know what Pascal Donoghue has told us we could be facing. And yet everything is delayed because you think the system that we have in government isn't fair on backbenchers. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm not delaying it because we're going to have a vote today. I don't want to delay it. And the government is focused on the things that matter to people. The cost of living, housing, health, education, trade is over all of them, overarching all of them, actually. Security is overarching
all of
them as
well.
Yeah, but
you're telling me you're trying to keep the backbenchers happy, but you don't care that the entire opposition is up in arms.
It's not about back. Every single TD in Dáil Éireann, myself, Matt, everybody, is elected by our constituents, and we are entitled to speak in Dáil Éireann and get answers for our constituents. And that's a fundamental job of every single TD from the Taoiseach down. So that's what this is about. And there were changes, by the way, and Matt will probably remember this, when there were speaking times were changed at one point at the start of the last Dáil, because the bigger parties, which is Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, it was a little bit disproportionate with the smaller parties, and there were changes made, and there are often changes made in these things. And we have a different scenario here in this particular situation. And certainly my colleagues on the backbenches are absolutely entitled to ask questions on behalf of their constituents and on behalf of the people that voted for them and all of the constituents, whether it's of the Taoiseach or whether it's of individual government ministers, or to take part in debates this week, which have traditionally just been left to ministers with no opportunity, zero opportunity for government backbenchers to take part.
Yeah, you see, Matt, for you, I mean, we have seen instances in the past, Brexit and COVID, for example, where the opposition and the government cooperated in the national interest. I mean, we're probably coming up to one of those moments now if we get these tariffs from America on the 2nd of April. Where is that spirit now? Can we not just get things moving so that we can deal with the real problems?
Well, make no mistake about it, when it's in the national interest, Sinn Féin will absolutely work with government to defend the position of the Irish people. But what government are doing is essentially breaching the trust of the Dáil, because, as I say, the government made a commitment that they would resolve the issue relating to standing orders. Now, it could have been easily resolved. They could have just accepted the decision of the Cán Chóir on February the 4th that Michael Lowry and his team were a technical group that were essentially members of government. But rather than doing that, they have decided to renege on their deal and to bring forward a proposal that will be reckless and that will undermine 100 years of parliamentary democracy and precedence.
We will get the next instalment later on today when that vote is taken. But for now, Thomas Byrne and Matt Carthy, thank you for joining us.